Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline is powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Joining us now on the telly is my guy, Dr. Mike Ryan. He is the newly named Green Bay Packers head team physician. Mike, can I call you Mike? I think we're friends. Can I call you Mike?
Absolutely. We're buds. You can call me Mike.
Good to see you, man. Good to be here. And congrats. I mean, listen, all right, for anybody that knew about this coming, this all started in 2023. You were the assistant team physician when you arrived with the whole plan to eventually take over this role from Doc McKenzie. So what's changed? You just have to run out there every play now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, I think a lot of the responsibility kind of shifts a little bit. I'm obviously a lot more involved in the day-to-day. And Doc McKenzie has done just such a great job of setting me up to be successful in this role. And he's still around, you know, in a very helpful sort of consultatory capacity. I mean, when you have 34 years of experience at the NFL level, the amount of knowledge you have to impart on someone like myself into this new role is immense. And so he's such a valuable aspect of this. So, yeah, I mean, really a lot of it's just a shift in responsibility and being able to be there, you know, day to day and help manage stuff on field, you know, each time guys go down.
Josh and I got the paperwork that was faxed over from your nurse. Mm-hmm. We all signed a HIPAA release form, yes. So we know better than to go at anything specifically here. But fascinating
to
us.
That stuff.
Yeah, you got it. No problem.
Yep.
So as you take this over from Doc McKenzie, who is a legend in the NFL, I mean, let's be real. He did this thing forever. This isn't your first rodeo, yeah. though. You were at Andrews Sports Medicine in Birmingham, fairly popular spot for orthopedic surgeons to come from and or have athletes attend to have themselves taken care of. What did you learn most with Dr. Andrews that you're able to bring to the Packers, Mike?
Yeah, you know, what's so unique about this opportunity is that Dr. McKenzie also did his fellowship in Birmingham with Dr. Andrews. So it's this amazing full circle moment whereby we both trained under one of the godfathers of sports medicine in James Andrews. And so I was fortunate enough to get to know Dr. Andrews. I trained very closely and was partners with his two proteges, Dr. Jeff Dugas and Lyle Kane, who really informed my understanding of sports medicine at the highest level. And so it really, so much of it comes down to, you know, how you approach patients, how you approach athletes, how you approach family members and the athletic training staff and really the entire team that surrounds athletes to support them. And so much of what it took out of it was how to do that at the highest level. And so, you know, Dr. Andrews really started that sort of philosophy and imparted that on so many existing current and former team physicians at every level, whether that's college, whether that's high school, pros. I mean, you look at it across the country, the types of individuals he's influenced are immense. And so, you know, I credit him to allowing me to be in this position.
Dr. Mike, thanks again so much for joining us this morning. I was curious, and I know that it's been out there that a lot of doctors, you know, they say, don't just go on WebMD, don't just go on Google when you're looking for results on, you know, why you have that cough and what that could mean.
And I was curious, what are your thoughts on what I call the social media surgeons that, you know, when you see a player get injured in any sport, but it seems to be the heaviest in the NFL, probably because of the most injuries, but that go out there and they say, oh, well, if you break that down frame by frame, you can see that this twisted this way and he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. You're actually there. You're doing the work. Your thoughts on the social media surgeons?
Yeah, you know, I think the reality is there's a lot of value in watching film of an injury. We have the, you know, amazing access through the NFL and the ability to review images live, you know, on the sidelines when an athlete goes down. So there's no doubt that video review is a huge aspect of what we do. And then even, you know, post game, when we have guys who come in that didn't initially have, you know, obvious injuries, we can go review that later on the following day. So there's no doubt that video analysis is a real thing that helps us do our job. And, you know, the public is able to do that as well. And so surgeons who have experience and want to comment, I think have found that platform useful to themselves. I think the important thing to always remember with that is that that's only part of the picture. And not having the ability to talk to the player, do an examination, follow the player, and then review imaging, those are so much more of this. So that's only a small percentage of that, that I think that at the end of the day, you know, is very important to understanding the entire picture with any athlete, with any injury.
We're chatting with the Green Bay Packers head team physician, Dr. Mike Ryan, inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor and Josh. Mike, this is not a question about a particular player injury, but more about the sequence in what happens with players and coaches and yourself in regards to return. So we're obviously watching something with Brandon McManus right now, and Matt LaFleur admitted that apparently he needs a new thesaurus. And Zach Tom came back and thought he was ready, and turns out he wasn't. How do you and your staff deal with the player being ready, quote-unquote, finger quotes, the coach not being sure, and you're over here going, either, dude, you don't stand a chance, or would you listen to me for just a second? Like, what is that like?
Yeah, so those scenarios, definitely, obviously not going to comment on any of those guys, but at the end of the day, we talk about college, high school, anything. So I think when it comes down to this, it's multifactorial, right? So you have coaches and athletes that want to play. You have medical staff that is really assessing this from a different perspective and safety. And so, you know, one of my sort of mentors, Jeff Allen, who's the head athletic trainer and now kind of really runs all the sports medicine at the University of Alabama, said, from a medical standpoint, our goal is to really assess safety of the athlete. Are they safe to return to play? And then beyond that, what we look for is it's the remaining aspects of the coaching staff and the GM and everybody else on the other side to determine, can this athlete perform in the position they're in? And so it's a collaboration between safety and performance, and then there's other factors that go into that as well. And so, you know, at any level, high school, college, pro, it doesn't really matter. It's a team discussion to make sure what is, number one, safe for the athlete to do, and then two, can they perform? Because there may be many times where an athlete is safe to play, but they're just not ready functionally. They don't have the right strength. They don't have the right sort of ability to protect themselves or a variety of other factors. And so, you know, that's really how we assess this, is a you know, sort of multifactorial ability to, you know, do the job safely and then do the job effectively.
That's interesting the way you put that. It's not that they can't perform. It's that they also have to protect themselves. I don't know if I've ever looked at it that way where, yeah, you could possibly do the job, but what are you doing when you're not doing the job or when you're not making a tackle or you need to cut or move this way or yeah, that's interesting. I never really thought about it. And by the way, I wasn't asking about the guys. I hope you know that. I know you won't comment on that.
I hear you.
But I do need free medical advice. So my oldest son, Rhodey, we've talked about him in the past, you and I, he got diagnosed with his first concussion. And here's the weird part. It was Monday night during his game. It happened in the very first play of the game. And he didn't say anything to anyone. He just kept playing because he's used to playing with a little bit of a headache. And what happened was he went to make a tackle. He hit the turf funny. I think he face planted. He said he saw some stars or got lightheaded, but shook it off and kept playing. I think that happens a lot, not only at the high school level, but in the college level and certainly in the pro level. How do you manage concussions at the level that you're at now? Because I feel like, can you even play tackle football without jarring your head in a certain way that's probably not healthy?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think that number one, I am not our concussion expert. That really goes to Dr. Jeremy Metzler, who has experience in training and concussion management. But I would say in my experience of watching that and then watching our team down in Birmingham that helped manage that as well was, yes, this is a complex issue. You know, it's very different than what would be considered kind of more black and white of you tore your ACL. We have a very reliable exam to be able to do that. We have video to assess. It's a lot different. Whereas from a standpoint of looking at a concussion can be demonstrated or manifested in a variety of different ways depending upon what part of the brain is involved. It can manifest symptoms after the initial injury. And even at the NFL level where we have all these resources, we have multiple individuals on the field, we have neurosurgeons on the field, we have multiple views of x-rays, we have multiple spotters that are looking at these things every single play that are calling down on the radio. And even then, there are going to be concussions that occur or even concussions that happen that don't show up later or that get missed. And the reality is everyone's doing their best job, and this is at the NFL level. You can extrapolate that down to lower levels in college, in high school, where you don't have all the resources. So, yeah, I really do think that those things are going to happen. I think it's our goal, you know, at a sort of medical level and a state level to figure out how can we really minimize those risks by educating individuals on the sidelines, whether that's coaches or athletic trainers, and providing them with the resources they really need to be more efficient and effective at that. And that's actually something I just got an email from the Wisconsin Association for Intercollegiate Sports, or High School Sports, excuse me. We're looking into that. And I think that we're not the only ones. There are state organizations that are looking at doing this to really maximize the athlete safety in that position.
That's so funny you say that, because the first thing he said to me after the game, which, by the way, played his best game of the year. I mean, Rhodey is an offensive and defensive lineman, had a fantastic game. I'm not saying that. His coach said that. First thing he says to me when he comes over to the sideline, Dad, saw stars on that first play. I was like, what? Okay. All right. Yep. Well, thanks for telling me. Now let's go get the trainer.
And it's those things that are hard to diagnose without the conversations and the players coming forward. And I think part of it's also education for players and understanding what things do I need to bring forward and what things are just normal part of playing a contact sport.
And so that was my follow-up based on Rhodey's experience. And just, you know, we've talked to John Kuhn. He's on our airwaves here as well. And he's told me, you know, these athletes, listen, they want to play. They don't want to sit out. They want, even if they're hurt, they want to get back out there and perform, because that's just the athlete mentality. I'm curious, when you see that blue tent go up and then a player comes back out, you know, in your mindset, how does that change going, okay, you know, this could have been a lot better of a situation if they wouldn't have gone and played again? Or how much of that are you seeing and kind of having to battle because of the mentality of athletes wanting to continue to play even when injured?
Yeah, I think it goes back to what I said previously. It's our job, primarily, number one, to make sure the athletes are safe to play. And I think, fortunately, you know, again, at the NFL level, there's been extensive research and sort of development done with, you know, the highest level of medical management at the NFL level, making sure that there are protocols that are established to do everything we can to identify concussions early and allow us to make the right decisions for those players. And so whenever you see a player going to a blue tent for concussion evaluation, there's a very well-established protocol that every athlete goes through to do a full assessment. And so we're using that as our guideline to make those decisions. And in many cases, we're even being more conservative, even if patients, you know, go through the protocol, just out of understanding who the player is and what the situation was and what the time of the game for time is. Oftentimes we'll be conservative on behalf of safety. And so that's really how we tend to approach this. And I think, again, we have the benefit at the NFL level of having all the resources. I think at the levels in college and high school, it's much more difficult to do that. But I think that's where it's important for, you know, team physicians on the sidelines or athletic trainers to be even more conservative in that regard, to say, hey, you know, we don't have all the resources. Let's be a little bit, you know, conservative, because we can fix an ACL, but, you know, multiple concussions are harder to kind of manage. It's doable, but it's just a different sort of situation.
Last one for me, Dr. Mike Ryan, the Green Bay Packers head team physician. Mike, you are an active practicing surgeon here in Northeast Wisconsin. You're always constantly brushing up on what you do best, and that's your full-time gig. People don't realize that. Your full-time gig is a surgeon at Purveya Health here in Northeast Wisconsin. And then you're also the team physician for the Green Bay Packers and head of orthopedics, presumably. And according to your bio, you also serve as the team physician for St. Norbert College, UW-Green Bay, and you're on that advisory committee for the WIAA. Buddy, we've talked about how much you and I love townie bars. Will you settle down, man?
I don't know that I have it in me. You know, it's the funny thing is when you have kids, you start to see the reflection of your qualities in them, because it's, you know, a strong genetic component. And my daughters go 100% of the time, and I just look at her and I feel bad for my wife, who's very supportive of both of us, but she's like, you're exhausting. The two of you are exhausting.
You're both exhausting. We appreciate the work that you do, not only for our community, but for the team. Buddy, we'll stay in touch with you. I love this side of the conversation. I can't remember Doc McKenzie ever, I don't know, putting himself out there and having conversations like this, all while staying within the realm of we know better than to talk about specifics about any players. But as fans, and the state of Wisconsin, I'm sure, echoes this, it's just really cool to hear you kind of, I don't know, bring us behind the curtain of the blue tent for just a second and tell us what kind of goes into your gig.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you too, Trevor and Josh. I appreciate you guys' time. Yeah, happy to talk anytime, you know, about what it's like being a, you know, team doctor for really at any level. I mean, it's an honor and a privilege, and being at this organization in Green Bay is a very special position to be in. It's a dream job, and I'm just thrilled to be here. So I always love the chance to share that as well. So thank you guys.
Cheers, man. We'll see you soon. Dr. Mike Ryan, the Green Bay Packers head team physician, joins us here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.